on your call today then.
Yeah.
Which is good. Which is great.
Yeah, no, that's great. Okay. So welcome to today's use case realization call. It's July 24th, 2019. And we are week to week discussing use cases and technical aspects of use cases. And today we'll be focusing on the Release 6 Frankfurt use case for OF and self-optimized networks PCI use case and discussion and demo. I'll upload the recording and the files in the table here so you can explore them for yourself. So if you have an issue being recorded, you know, please either drop or just stay silent. Okay, thank you everybody for joining, and I'm going to hand it over to Shankar and team here.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Ben. Can everyone see the PowerPoint?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I won't go to full screen. Sometimes it misbehaves. So thanks everyone and welcome for joining. We have sent this, I think, to two mailing lists, but there's a common interest in everybody here is people are interested in 5G and ONAP. It's a packed agenda. I'm very happy to say that we have a very exciting live demo plan, and a lot of people have contributed to this and people have worked very hard. So we want to keep it pretty brisk and keep moving from, so we will have times for questions. We'll ask to reserve your questions because we have a flow that's planned. So my name is N.K. Shankar from AT&T. Like I said, I'm speaking on behalf of a big team here. So this is a use case in ONAP, and it's about 5G, and it is about SON. SON is self-organizing networks. It's very popular and critical for 5G and 4G networks. This particular use case is called OOF PCI, and I'll explain. PCI is physical cell ID. OOF is ONAP optimization framework. So it's all about, it's an optimization problem, which SON problems are. And let me just jump right in. What you'll see the plan for today, roughly 60 minutes, is I'll do this overview. I want to set the context. We have a demo plan. And so Swami and Saranan will introduce the demo, and the demo is done by Krishnamurthy, and they're both in India. There's many time zones involved in this work. Then I would ask request Tracy and Yvonne to talk about this open platform for advanced wireless research. It's actually the Rutgers WinLab lab we are using, and it's all coming together beautifully. And then we will very quickly step through the people who have worked on individual ONAP components. We'll talk about that. There's a lot of detail. We'll not be able to cover all the detail. And we'll invite you to one of our OF team calls to go over things. And we'll happy to answer all questions at another call. And the slide deck will be distributed. It also has lots of detail. Just to set the stage, this is about control loops in ONAP, because we're talking about self-organizing networks, SON, for 5G and 4G, and SON is essentially a control loop. You have data comes in, gets analyzed, optimized, and action gets taken. And so that's what's depicted in this red control loop. And in ONAP, this maps to when data comes in, it comes into DCAE, data collection and analysis. It gets optimized in ONAP optimization framework. And if there is an action to be taken, just checking, can you hear me okay? Yeah. Ben?
Yeah. Yes, audio
okay,
fine.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you're coming in good.
If action needs to be taken, a message goes to policy, which applies rules, takes decisions, and actions can only be taken by a controller. And in ONAP, that's STNR is a persona of STNC. That's an ODL-based controller. And in this particular loop, we also have config status coming back. So the takeaway here is ONAP is open source. And so the objective here, as you look at the demo, is not to demonstrate some proprietary algorithm. It's an open source platform for any organization, operators, vendors, universities, researchers to use. And so the focus here is to figure out what code needs to be developed in each ONAP module, and it's part of the ONAP code base, and what interfaces have to be fleshed out. And this demo shows everything working. This started in the previous Casablanca release. That was our first proof of concept. There was a demo in December. And in this ONAP Dublin, we have significant, substantial enhancements, which I will try to highlight. One aspect of this is ONAP is open source, ORAN, Open RAN Alliance is open source. And so this is really, we're really getting ready for ONAP seriously, being seriously getting ready to control 5G networks. And 5G will come through Open RAN Alliance standardization. And so if you will keep in mind, you have an interface between ONAP and ORAN. And so we have designed this anticipating all of this in mind. So really have, you have this A1 interface, let's say going from an SDNR controller to ORAN. In this case, it's a simulated radio network, which is essentially a list, a network of netcom servers with neighboring relations. So keep that in mind. SDNR to RAN is netconf-based configurations. RAN to DCAE is best format for FM alarms and PM KPIs. FM is fault management, PM is performance management, and RAN back to SDNR is netconf notifications. The thinking in our ONAP based on release planning is we started with Casablanca. That was the minimum product, was demoed in December. In Dublin, we have added lots of functionality, and we have focused on integrating it into the code base. And in Frankfurt, the next release will really focus on deployment readiness in the sense that ORAN models will come, will get aligned. All this work will just smoothly blend into from simulated RANs into real GNode Bs and the other ONAP modules. People on this, I won't be able to list every person here. Everybody has contributed to this. It's really humbling. Many, many people coming together, and you will hear many of them speak. From the Wipro team, Swami and myself, Shankar and AT&T, we have been co-leading this, shepherding this, and it's really heartening to see all of this come together. And each person will, different people representing this will talk during this demo. And for now, I guess I'll just, in the interest of time, let me just keep going. The problem that we chose as a use case is called PCI optimization, and there is an aspect of centralized ANR optimization. PCI is a physical cell ID. ANR is automated neighbor relations. So people in 4G and 5G know about this a lot. But from a perspective of the demo, you just think about, you have a radio network, a mobility network with cells. Every cell has an ID. There's a global ID, which is unique, but it's important in the RAN network to have a smaller ID, which is unique only locally. And that's called the physical cell ID. It's an integer. And there's a finite set in 5G that are 1008 values. And so they have to be assigned in some intelligent manner. And the problems we look out for is it has to be unique within a neighborhood. You can't have your neighbor having the same ID. And if that happens, that's called a collision. And highlighted here in the middle as a PCI collision. There is a problem called PCI confusion, where one cell cannot have two neighbors with the same PCI. ANR is automated neighbor relations, where there is a process running in the GNode Bs and ENode Bs, which builds neighbor relations between cells, which are needed for handoffs. What we have included in this use case is we have simulated a radio network, and we have added neighbor relations. We have added faults, PCI collision and PCI confusion faults. We have added handoff KPIs. And if the handoff KPI is a key performance indicator. So if the handoff is bad for a particular link, that's a candidate for being removed from a list of neighbors. And that aspect we have included. And it technically, it goes based on centralized ANR action for neighbor relation table trimming. So we have included that. So takeaway from this is what you'll see in the demo is you'll see as cells with PCI values. Collisions and confusions can be created, and that'll trigger FM alarms and PM KPIs based on some of it is simulated, but you will see the rest of the loop just responding. So this diagram, when I hand over to Swami, he'll show it again. The takeaway here is these are the modules in ONAP. So starting from the left, there is ONAP optimization framework. It essentially hosts optimization solvers, and the box in blue that I don't know if it sees clearly, but those are all DCAE elements. DCAE is where all the data collection and analysis takes place. And a big part of this is a microservice called the SON handler microservice shown in the middle here, and there is a database of FM and PM values, and there is a DCIE collector. All this has been implemented and onboarded and part of the ONAP code base. There's policy, which applies rules, and there's STNR, which is a persona of STNC. These are ODL controllers in ONAP, and there is a database called the ConfigDB. And on the right is a simulated radio network. It's called RANSIM. We have simulated about 1,000 cells, and think of them as cells and DUs, and I'm sorry, 1,000 cells, and it's something like 60 or so netcom servers. Think of them as 60 DUs. And in this flow, essentially, data comes in from the RAN, and what you'll be seeing today is FM and PM triggers, and the SON microservice triggers off optimization problems, sends messages in this control loop shown in red. But you will see this detail again and again, and I'll let Swami and Krishna explain that. I just want to, there's one slight takeaway as you think about all this. It's a lot of detail, but I want to emphasize the highlights of, yeah, people who are not speaking, can you please mute? Yeah. Thank you. So the highlights of what was significant from Dublin, and mind you, a lot of work behind the scenes. If you see everything just working, the demo goes by in 3 minutes. We added new triggers for SON optimization. We included FM alarms and PM KPIs. You'll see that. We added a new SON function. It was PCI. Now there is a joint PCI ANR optimization. There are new data flows coming in through REST collectors. All this is part of the ONAP Dublin distribution and the El Alto distribution. A lot of work in the microservice being onboarded into DCIE the way it needs to be done. A lot of work in STNR. All the flows with CCSDK and detected graphs and netcom notifications. All this has been implemented, and some of it got pushed off to El Alto. And there are two items which we need to go to Frankfurt. But significant work, and a lot of people helping, all the PTLs and ONAP helping, Dan Timoney, Brian Freeman, and Pam Dreger from policy, and people helping from the integration team, Marco and Yang, but all things has come together. The sixth bullet, this is working around a common NetConf Yang model. So there's nothing hard-coded, it's model-driven. And there's a new control loop for ANR in policy, and all the policy work was reworked to be aligned with the new Dublin policy framework. Enhancements in the RAN simulator, which Wipro is putting into the open source. It's much more efficient. There are 1,000 cells, and it can generate this data. It can handle ANR updates. And all this was integration tested, which was new for this team. We didn't do it in Casablanca, but Dublin, a lot of work focused on integration testing. And it's not just one module. This is the whole loop with all these. And then finally, and you will hear more about it, this use case is the words I'm using, it's a catalyst for and giving focus to this new lab, ONAP Wireless Lab, as part of Rutgers Wind Lab. It is part of a huge public NSF-funded, the Power PAWR testbed, which Ivan and Tracy talk about it. But from the ONAP perspective, this is a completely new ONAP integration test lab being offered to the community. And that's what we use here to get all of this working. And it's OM-based, it's on Dublin, it's all latest, up-to-date. And this is the takeaway. So handing over, Swami, to you. So now we'll get into the demo part. It's time to stop sharing. Yeah, thanks. Any quick high-level questions? Because we'll get now into, you'll see demo sequences, screenshots, details, and Swami will explain what you're seeing because it goes by very quickly. So we have slides to show this is what you're going to see, and then you'll see it. And then we'll tell you later what you saw.
So any questions? Okay. So maybe we'll get started. I think you can have also, we can also take questions along the way. Are you able to see my screen?
Yes.
Okay.
Swami, can you double click on home to get rid of the ribbon so it'll become a little bigger? Yeah.
This one. No, I'll try the screen.
Oh, splendid. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm Swaminathan. I'm part of Wipro. And I'll now go over the steps that you will see in the demo following this, this overview. So like we saw a few minutes ago, this slide provides an overview of the entire flow that this use case has. So as part of the demo, what we will show is the modules are already loaded with the required configuration. So in this slide, you'll see all the steps 1, 2 are already done. We will start from the step 3A and 3B, where we'll show the generation of FMEM KPIs. And then following that, the DCA, the SON handler microservice, which is supposed to do the pre-processing of the fault and the performance data, we will see that it's getting triggered. And in turn, after doing the pre-processing, it will invoke the ONAP optimization framework module for performing the actual optimization. And then once the optimization is done, the results will flow back via the SON handler microservice to policy, where policy will invoke a control loop with the actor as SDNR. And then the changes, like for example, if we look at the PCI optimization problem, right? So the changed PCI values will then be sent by the SDNR over netconf, using the standard Yang models that we have defined towards the RAM. And then finally, you can see that the changes are reflected back by viewing the GUI with the updated values. So this is in summary the flow. We will see two flows, one for the PCI optimization. I mean, actually, it is not just PCI optimization. We have chosen for the demo as a joint PCI ANR optimization. And the second flow that we will see is the centralized ANR updates based on the handover KPIs. Okay, so this is in summary the steps that you will see. So first we'll start with the RAM simulator, the user interface, where we'll start the PM data generation, so that for some of the cells, a poor handover KPI is kind of simulated, so that it can be used. I mean, those cells which have a poor handover KPI, they can be considered as, when the PCI optimization is done, they can be considered as what we call as a removable neighbor. I mean, if it could help the PCI optimization, they can be considered as neighbors potentially to whom handover can be blacklisted. So that is something we will start first. Then we will show the RAN topology, a cell and its neighbors, and then add a few neighbors in order to simulate collision and confusion. Then once this is done, like we saw in the previous slide, the closed loop gets activated, and then we will show the actions in the SON handler microservice receiving the FM and the PM data and how it triggers the OOF. And finally, after the results are available from OOF, the control loop and policy getting activated and the message flowing to SDNR and then towards the RAN simulator again. So this is in summary the steps that you will see in the demo. So just to get introduced to you what you will see. So this is the first thing that we will start with. So we will start with the PM data generation for the joint PCI ANR optimization. So the poor values will be simulated. The top one, if you see on the screen, right, that's relevant for centralized ANR update. So that will be part of the second scenario. Okay. And this is then the next screen that you will see. And here I would hand it over to Krishna so that he can then show you the live demo of what you see on the screen. I'll stop sharing. Okay, maybe just one second. So this is something that you will see in terms of the neighbor relation. So this is what you will see initially, the list of neighbors. And after the addition of the neighbors, three neighbors to the cell which has the PCI value 5, a collision and two cells will have confusion. So this will then be solved by the PCI optimization algorithm. Okay, I'll just stop sharing.
Hello all, this is Krishna from Wipro. So this is the RAN simulator GUI, and this is the cell topology, and the circles are the cells, and the number on top of it is the PCA value. So on the right hand side, you can see the legends. The colors will represent the current state of the cell. And then we have provisioning for PM data generation. So if you can see the cell details from the UI, and also we can see the neighbor list. So what are the neighbors of this cell? So everything is green now, so there is no collision or confusion at this time. So first let me start the PM data generation. So what this basically does is this will cause this particular cell to experience poor handover with some of its neighbors. So I'll start the PM data generation. So the windows here are, the one on top is the microservice logs, and the one in the bottom left is the policy logs, and the bottom right is the SGN logs. So as you can see, the PM data is coming from the West collector to the microservice. So it is from RAN simulator to West collector and to microservice. So let me start the PM data generation. So for this scenario, I will add a few neighbors to this particular cell. So I'll be adding these three cells to this, to the highlighted cell. So the neighbors are added, and from the logs you can see. So now in the GUI, the cell has turned red. And if you see the neighbors, this particular neighbor is causing the collision, and these two neighbors are causing a confusion to this particular cell. So this would have triggered a fault notification to the microservice via West collector, and the microservice will start acting upon it. So first the microservice will process the fault notification, and it also will wait for some more notifications from the network. If at all there are some other fault notifications, it will collect all the faults, and then it will collectively trigger the OOF. So it will wait for some time, and then it will start triggering the OOF.
At the same time, the RANSIM agent, it also send a neighbor list change notification to SDNR. So that also will be forwarded from SDNR to microservice, so that flow also exists.
So now the screens are going really fast. So now it has triggered the OOF. I will go through the logs once again once the flow gets completed. Now as you can see, the policy control loop got triggered. So once the result from OOF starts coming, so the microservice will send a message to policy saying that these are the PCI values that have to be changed. So let me show you the policy control loop.
Yeah, basically in the bottom left window, you see there are three control loops triggered now. Now it's four control loops triggered. So for each of the changes to be applied on the Netcom server, there will be one control loop instance triggered by the policy module. So the actor for this control loop will be SDNR. So policy sends the request messages to SDNR via DMAP message. SDNR receives this and forwards to RANSIM, the NetConf agent. And finally, the change will be applied in the RANSIM controller UI. So we can see that.
So let me go back to the UI. So this is the cell that is experiencing collision and confusion. I will refresh the screen. And now you see the collision and confusions are resolved. And if you see its neighbors, so some of the neighbors had PCI values has been changed. So if you see this particular cell had a PCI value 1, which had caused the confusion with this cell. So now it has changed to 11, and also it will change some of the PCI values which are not affecting the particular cell.
So that is part of the optimization algorithm. So it's not necessary that the cells that experienced or that caused the confusion or the collision only those PCI values are changed. The optimization algorithm could also come with an output which kind of also impacts a few other cells. So that we will see the details. Maybe after the Krishna shows the logs, we will show which cells have been actually modified. So maybe you can show the
view. And also in the view, we can see what are all the operations that has been done in the simulator. First, this is the action that was done by me in the UI. So I have added three neighbors, and the rest all are part of the optimization. So these are the PCI values that has been changed by the SDNR through NetConf. So these are all the cells that are affected by the optimization. So and that collision expectations got resolved.
And so this history is maintained in the GUI itself. Yeah, in the simulator. Thanks.
So let me go back to the logs. Maybe I will. So as you can see, this is the fault notification that came from the RAN simulator to the microservice. And it says it is from NetConf server 1. The cell ID is CHN0005. This was the one that was experiencing a collision. So this is the alarm condition, collision and confusion occur.
Are these in a log or once they scroll by, they're gone?
These are the logs from the microservice. These are running logs. Now we have opened the file. Yeah.
They're both. They're running logs and he also has a file.
Stored file, I see.
Yeah.
This is the logs on the Kubernetes itself. I just opened the Kubernetes logs and I put list so that I can search for the particular logs if you want. These are the logs that ran now. OF trigger. Okay. So this is the request that went into OF. And the OAF is sending a synchronous response saying accepted, and then the OAF will start running the optimization algorithm. Yeah, and the optimizer is PCI-ANR. This means it is asking the OAF to do a joint optimization, and it also asks adding the removable neighbors for this particular cell. So because I triggered, I started the PM data for this particular cell, and these two are the cells that are causing poor handover to that particular cell. So it is asking OAF, these are the removable neighbors, and then you can do the optimization with this. And then OAF will send a response, and then microservice will sort the results based on the NetConf servers, and it will send it to policy. So this is the notification that is being sent to policy. So this is for NetConf server 6. So and these are the cells that those PCI values got changed. So it will send it to policy, and policy will run the control loop. And it will send the notification to SDNR. And the SDNR will do a edit config into the NetConf servers, and then it will get reflected into the simulator.
So the SDNR. Maybe we can just recap one.
So now, Swami, you want to go to the slides and explain?
Yeah, Shankar. So we'll just recap and this is the next one. Yeah.
So there's one more demo sequence, but it's good to recap. Yeah, please go ahead.
So this is what we saw. Okay, these logs, I think we already saw the SON handler and
Swami, I'm happy Shankar Pian is also on the call. So I would request him to explain a little bit of the OF announcement they did in his the PTL for OF. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Vikas couldn't join. Yeah.
Thanks, Swami. So basically, like Swami was explaining, there were a few couple of enhancements that we made for OOF in Dublin, which is over, which is a delta over Casablanca, primarily related with the optimization in the solver for handling both PCI and ANR changes. And there were also a few changes that we needed to make to adapt to the new ConfigDB API. But in terms of the crux of the changes that we made, the PCI optimization now includes both the two variants of it, which one of which solves the PCI optimization, the other one which solves is joint optimization, which also you know, handles the removable neighbors. So the first optimization is the PCI optimization, with the input for which is a set of cells, the PCI values in the neighbor relations, and the output of which, as you saw in the logs, would be the optimized PCI assignments that is without any PCI collision and confusion. The other optimizer that we added in Dublin is basically this PCINR, just basically a variant of the PCI optimization that also handles a neighbor with bad handover KPI and removes and suggests them for removal. So here the input would again, as you would imagine, would be the set of cells, the PCI values, neighbor relations, and the set of removable neighbors. And the output would correspondingly be now twofold. One is the PCI solution, which provides the assignment of the PCI to the cell IDs. And the other would be the ANR solutions, which is again a list of links that could be, you know, blacklisted for the handover. And this would be sent back as a part of the response. So if you go to the next slide, you will sort of see this both of these appearing as a part of the solution. So as it has been pointed out here, there is the ANR solutions, which gives a recommendation on the neighbors that could be removed, and the PCI solution, which assigns the PCI value to the corresponding cell IDs.
Yeah.
So those were the couple of, you know, major enhancements that were made to OOF.
Thanks, Shankar. And in this particular demo sequence, there were no ANR recommendations. ANR. So, yeah. Swami, please go ahead. Thanks.
This is the policy log where you can see the control loop is initiated, and it is in the policy we are just forwarding the recommendations from the microservice to the actor. So here you can see the payload is the content where the recommendations are there. We are forwarding this to SDNR. So the payload format is based on the YAML model file, which we are using across the RANSIM controller, SDNR, and policy. So,
Okay. Sandeep, you want to spend a
few Swami. Swami, you able to hear me?
Yes.
Can you move to next slide first? Let me first describe the YAML model. Yeah, so as we heard so far, the whole end-to-end use case is driven by a common data model, which is a YAML data model. On the left, what you see is more the southbound, you know, configuration YAML model to configure RAN-related parameters. And as well as you see notification also defined more on the southbound. On the right, what you see is more northbound YAML model, which is more RPC calls that will be triggered against the SDN platform. Now we do leverage DG mechanism to the RPC, the DMAP message comes, RPC gets invoked, then that will invoke DG, and then DG will basically populate or execute RESCOM transactions against the YAML tree in the respective RAN simulators. So that's really the end-to-end mechanism from the SDNR standpoint. Yeah, Swami, if we move now to the previous slide, right? So here what you see on the left are the graph logs, and they really include more the DG execution that is happening. On the right, what you see are more the DG kind of output that we wanted to just confirm that, you know, what was the pre-execution, pre-transaction value, and then post-transaction value, and we are basically achieving the result that we want. You'll also see on the left kind of a template or a model, the patch template used to configure the YAML nodes. This was literally from RFC 8072 that we also implemented a fixed bar in the current Dublin and El Alto release. So yeah, Swami, that's from me. Yeah.
So just a comment, guys. DG is directed graphs, which is part of ODL, and the way the Sandeep got this working, this flow working, it's aligned and submitted into SDNC CC SDK, which is the ONAP central controller code base. And the fact that this uses directed graphs and the message flows through STNR and goes out as a netconf config message, that is significant. It's a big deal that it is working as it's supposed to. Yeah,
it is also going over the netconf mount, and right. We have mounted all the RAN simulators. Yeah,
and can you go back to the Yang model? Because I would invite Jeff. Jeff has helped us a lot. He's a netconf expert. The message he often tells me, I want him to repeat it, about netconf and mobility. Yeah, please
right.
go ahead, Jeff.
And sure. And netconf and Yang have been incredibly popular in the IP router space, deployed at massive scales in production across a huge assortment of vendors. And with our and other help in the open daylight space and the ONAP space, a lot of vendors are coming to it certainly willingly, and some less so, just based on the needs of customers. Now, this is just now sort of picking up steam in the mobility space, and I think a lot of it comes from the fact that it is open and it's intrinsically flexible. So one other point about Yang as the modeling language, it is intrinsically supportive of configuration, of pullable data, of streaming telemetry. You see the notifications there, fantastic for any sort of event-based messaging. The RPCs specifically allowing execution where most models just support data elements, and the extensibility. You can augment this model without having to change this model. You can literally attach another model, embed that from here, and continue to extend your tree and just leave deprecated elements as optional. One last point on it is concurrency of multiple in-production versions of any given Yang model is supported simply by having version date strings right there in every namespace. So Yang has got legs. It's very widely adopted and supported. NetConf, we're scaling it from tens of thousands to hundreds of thousands now in production. So this is definitely a good mechanism for the RAN community to continue to adopt.
Thanks, Jeff. So Swami, back to you.
Okay, so this is the change that you saw. So the confusion and the collision have been solved. The only key takeaway from this slide is that the not just the cells that were impacted or caused the collision or confusion had their PCI values changed, but a few others also have their PCI values changed as a result of the optimization. So I think this concludes the first part. We'll again quickly go through another second iteration where we'll focus on the handover metrics and the centralized ANR action based on the handover metrics. So if the handover metrics indicate that the handover is like less than 25% success rate, so those when I say less than 25% success rate, it is a configurable value, and the success rate is observed over several intervals of time, so that if there is a consistently bad performance in terms of handover, then those cells are candidates for blacklisting. So we blacklist them so that they are not handed over. I mean, the calls are not handed over to those cells from the source cell. So we'll just quickly go through the demo. Again, it will follow the same sequence where we'll see in the UI the cell that we are choosing for the bad handover KPI to be generated, and then we'll show the SON handler receiving the performance metrics and then taking action. So in this case, the only difference as compared to the previous cycle is that OOF is not involved. The SON handler, by looking at a series of performance metrics over several intervals, decides that, okay, for this cell, it has to be blacklisted. And then the similar mechanism of invoking policy for the control loop, and then policy again informing SDNR, and then SDNR sending an edit config to ransom.
That is the same flow that you saw last time. So maybe over to the demo.
Yeah.
Oops. Yeah. Okay, this is RAN simulator again. So I'm going to generate the PM data again for now. I'm going to use this cell. This cell will experience a bad handover with some of its neighbors. I'm starting the PM data again. And here you can show the neighbors. Yeah. So let me show the neighbors now. So okay. Initially it is having, these are the neighbors of this particular cell, for which I generated the bad handover KPI. So from the logs,
so we are simulating, so some of these neighbors have poor handoff performance and waiting for the microservice to, yeah, go ahead.
So from the logs you can see these two are the neighbors that are causing the bad handover metrics. And it is generating a policy notification asking the simulator itself to remove its neighbors, to blacklist these two neighbors. And then this should have started a control loop. As you can see, there is a control loop running for this particular NetConf server, which is server one. And then the message will be forwarded to SDNR. SDNR would have sent an edit config message. So if you see the UI. So as you can see, these two cells are blacklisted. So that is represented by a dotted line.
Yeah. As part of the Dublin, we have added a new control loop which for this changing the ANR blacklist configuration.
Yeah. So very good. So Swami, do we have demo? Yeah. We're in terms of time, I think we should move on.
Yeah.
Can we move to the next step? Yeah. Thanks, yes. Krishna and Saranan and Swami. This is awesome. And just everybody, the people have worked incredibly hard, and it is exciting to see all of it come together. But there were times when each module was working and we were really waiting for the interfaces for things to flow through. And again, this is it's an example of things that can be done. So it's not that much of a big deal that we picked the blacklist as a property. You could have imagined what is important is a WES message comes in, ONAP makes a decision and sends back a configuration change. So now I think we'll switch to there are other things we had planned, and we have about only 16, 17 minutes left. I would invite Tracy and Yvonne to talk about the wireless lab installation in ONAP which we're using. And that's also a story by itself. It's important for the ONAP community to hear that. Yeah.
So
first? Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Tracy. I don't know. Yvonne, are you here?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Yeah.
Do you want to go first?
Sure. Let me start by just a very brief introduction. I know we are short on time about WinLab. So WinLab is actually a wireless information networks lab that was established in 1989, and it's actually focused heavily on wireless systems. And as you can imagine, of course, we have a lot of research infrastructure that includes two of the most important aspects, the Orbit testbed, which is the largest academic wireless testbed in the world. It's a public resource that was established in 2005 and is used by researchers from around the world to run experiments. Now, there was also a Genie testbed that was part of this, which is a much larger wired testbed with the footprint across the continent, and is the testbed that's connected to the rest of the world through various collaboration initiatives between research institutions. at some point, we decided to sort of try to do the ONAP integration and testing lab here, because this is an open place where people can freely meet. And so this is Tracy. I'm not sure if you want to go to the next slide.
So let me just reinforce what you're saying. So actually it was back in, I think 2016.
Yes.
That a bunch of us at AT&T got together with Yvonne, you and WinLab folks to set up a community lab. I think this predated ONAP. So we would have a place, as you said, where everybody, AT&T, Verizon, you know, cutthroat competitors, we could all work together in open source. I mean, whether the cutthroat competitors are equipment vendors or operators, everybody could work together. So, you know, that was why we got started. We had two ambitions, and I think we've accomplished both of them. One is, and this was presented at the Dublin Developer Forum, that we would build out the testbed at WinLab so that it could be not only a place for PlugFest, but it also could be an ONAP integration and an ORAN alliance and ORAN software community testbed. Again, in North America, it's not the only one, but I think it's the only one that is available to everybody. And then another ambition, Yvonne, and now this is back to you, with 5G Cosmos, we wanted to be interworked with the National Science Foundation Platform for Advanced Wireless Research.
Yeah, so that is the next slide, which is this Cosmos initiative. So the Power Program, Platform for Advanced Wireless Research Program, as Tracy mentioned, is the National Science Foundation initiative that includes heavy industry participation. And the idea is that, you know, with about $100 million, they want to award 3 to 4 city scale test beds for experimentation and research, right? And in the first round, Cosmos was selected as one of the awardees. And so we are right now in the process of building out the Cosmos deployment, which is essentially deploying highly programmable resources in the Harlem area of New York City. And it's actually in West Harlem. And the idea is to sort of deploy a lot of fiber-based infrastructure with software-defined networking, software-defined radios, and a lot of computing at various locations in the testbed footprint. And of course, naturally, it is a very interesting place for the ONAP and ORAN communities to sort of play with. And the idea is that moving forward, given that we already have the ONAP lab as part of the we call it OWL, right? Open Wireless Lab. Is it Open Wireless Lab, or I forgot what OWL stands for? Something like that.
Yeah, but we renamed it.
Wireless.
It's Open Wireless Lab because it predates ONAP.
Yes.
But okay. Now we're calling it OPower/E.
Because it's open. Okay.
Yeah, it's the Open Platform Advanced Wireless Research Lab on the East Coast.
Okay. Yeah, sounds
and
good. So anyway,
like all the demos that you saw are running on servers in the OWL lab. Yeah. We need to
move on. Yeah.
And there are more slides about the infrastructure, and on the wiki it's open source. It's open. People, you can ask for access and go in and examine all the code and run your own experiments and things like that. And they are gearing up to do this in a big way. So now you at least see that in this use case, we are doing ONAP control loops. We are aligning in ORAN. We're doing it in OWL. It's just getting ready for whatever people want to do in the future. We need to step through. We want to give time to people to explain what they think is neat about what they did in the individual components. Swami, are you sharing? Yeah, okay. we'll have to, some of it we've already heard from Shankar PN from OOF, and Sandeep covered some of it from STNR, but there was, we want to touch upon a little bit of what was done for ONAP Dublin. Yeah. Go ahead, Swami. Yeah.
This slide gives an overview of what are all the components and the key updates that were done to each of the impacted components. Okay, I'll not go over this slide. It will be there on the wiki for your reference. We'll just quickly spend a few seconds on each of the components. So if you take the SON handler microservice, right, one of the key enhancements that was done as part of the Dublin release was it was onboarded as a full-fledged DCAE compliant microservice deployed using the normal blueprint mechanism. As part of Dublin. For Casablanca, we had realized it as a standalone microservice, but now for Dublin,
we made it fully ONAP compliant, and it is part of the ONAP Dublin code base. And in terms of functional updates, we had made updates for the FMPM handling as well as for the centralized ANR updates. So from an architecture standpoint, it is now part of the BCIE services, and it has like a Postgres database for storing the process PMFM data. And in terms of internal architecture, again, you can see on the wiki, there's a lot of details about the states and the messages it receives, what processing it does, and so on. So I'll not spend time on that at present. So for the ransom, maybe Sarona, you want to spend a minute?
Yeah. Yeah. We have developed this ransom controller and the honeycomb-based agents for simulating the RAN. So this we have done as part of the Casablanca release itself. In Dublin, we have enhanced a few features to showcase the demo scenarios. So in this slide, you see the we have added FM, that means fault message generation from the ransom controller UI to through the ransom agent, the honeycomb netconf agent. So this agent will send the fault messages to ONAP's waste collector module. And yeah, in the next slide, this we have introduced performance KPI monitoring data generation as part of this feature. So here from UI, you can create a bad handoff metrics or poor handoff metrics for the selector cells, and then the message will follow the same cycle, like it will go to waste collector, and then the usual OOF triggers will happen, and the final response will come to netconf agent via an SDNR, and the changes will be applied in a ransom UI. Yeah. In the policy module, same thing, right? I mean, in Casablanca, we have added one control loop for PCI changes. In Dublin release, we have added a new control loop to handle the modify ANR configurations. So here, the policy will send a request to SDNR, and SDNR will send the corresponding request to netconf agents. And the one more enhancement we have done is the response from the actors, right? So that we are now forwarding to DCIE module. So this is a new path we have introduced in Dublin policy module.
Maybe Sandeep.
Hi. Yeah, this is Sandeep. Move to next slide, Swami. Yeah, we already covered some of this previously. Just want to thank everyone here, specifically Dan, Brian, Jeff, George, Herbert, Hanif, Martin, Swami, everybody to kind of help us out here on this work. The key updates in Dublin were really to extend the Yang model, make some changes, create new DGs, and also new templates for configuration, again, in alignment with RFC 8072 that we also did a code fix for. One open item that is still pending, which is the netcom notification. You know, we have developed the code, merged the code, but I think Docker is getting unstable. So we are going to look at that issue. So here, you know, we have two Dockers, one is DNC Docker and then DMAP listener Docker that we created. And one more accomplishment was really the netconf mount. Actually mounting a RAN simulator or any other production ready netconf enabled device onto SDNC platform, I think that also wanted to highlight here.
Yeah,
you as you can see, Shankar, that we have gone through. So moving to next slide, Swami, yeah, these are Yang model we talked about. Essentially, it is all driven by the basic entity, which is a cell. you know, every cell has some configuration parameters, and then every cell has a neighbor list.
One quick point, Sandeep, a very quick point. Like it says, this platform is quill ready to support any Yang model, and we anticipated that there's going to be a common Yang model for 5G, which will come with ORAN and 3GPP, and Tracy has talked a lot about these common models. Just the point here is your ONAP is ready for it because of this work. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, moving to next slide, which is about ConfigDB. You know, the key changes we have made here in Dublin are the new APIs supported, more CRUD APIs. Devendra, are you on the call? Can you comment on this real quick?
Yes, Sandeep. Hi, I'm Devendra here. So regarding the ConfigDB, it contains the application as well as a database. A database is nothing but it's a configuration information of the cell associated with the RAN network. So all the cell specific information are in the database, and the application is on the top of the database, which exposes APIs and through which we can operate some CRUD operations on the database. So the right hand side you can see the Swagger API JSON, and then these are the list of the CRUD APIs which we have exposed on the top of the database. So architecture is very simple actually. That is the REST interface, and that is based on the Spring Boot application, and we have used Java, Spring, and Hibernate, and this application is deployed on a Tomcat server. So this is a very simple application. So, Sandeep, can you move to the next slide?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So this is the data model we have used in a cell object. So these are the different attributes like network ID, cell ID, PCI value, neighbor list, last modified timestamp, and PNF ID. There is one cell object and cell neighbor information. There is some other table actually, so which contains the cell ID, target cell ID, and hands off actually. So this is the data model we are using in our ConfigDB API.
So quick comment, Devendra and Sandeep. Comment, Devendra and Sandeep. This and to the audience, this ConfigDB is a big deal, and it's going to play a big role in the Frankfurt release, because in ONAP there wasn't a database where we could store configuration. So when STNR makes configuration changes and you want to store it, we needed a database. So we proposed this in Casablanca, we improved it in Dublin, but it's been done in a way that's aligned with ONAP architecture, blessed it, but it's a substantial topic as to how do you keep track of configuration for a centralized framework like ONAP. Yeah. So can we keep going? Sorry, Swami, next is OF. Is Shankar still on the call? I don't know.
Hi, Shankar. Yeah, I'm still on the call.
Yeah.
We spoke about the functional changes, so I don't want to repeat those aspects, but I did want to mention a couple of things regarding the architecture. So OF in itself is an umbrella project that supports multiple optimizers, and therefore the SON optimizer that we saw, which supports both PCI and ANR optimization, is again provided as a reusable framework in the sense that, let's say if you want to create a different variant of the SON optimizer, which is SON optimizer prime, then you could reuse a lot of these APIs and the platform that, you know, runs this optimization, and the changes that we would need primarily would be in terms of the model in itself. So that was one of the points that I wanted to sort of bring out, that OF can support these variants of these different optimization using the same platform, requiring minimal changes to the data that it consumes and the model. But other than that, the platform itself can be extended fairly easily to new optimizations that come up in the future. But that was the only point that I had to add, Shankar. The floor is yours.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Shankar, and Vikas, who couldn't join today, who worked on this. Yeah. And the next is Krishna.
Yeah. So this was the integration test cases that we did in the Wind River lab. So it was done after the code phase was done. So we were able to complete almost all the test cases, and all these test cases are done in the Wind River lab. That is the official ONAP lab.
Yeah. And one point here, lot of hard work, people toiling away to make sure all these tests done. But I want to point out to the ONAP community that in this use case, the testing was done both Wind River and in the OWL lab. And it was a very good learning experience just to make sure the people are familiar with both labs. And one was used to make sure the other one is compliant. And this helped in the process of bringing up this new lab, saying, you know, if you don't do this, you'll be always guessing. And so Krishna went through this process, actually, you know, logging into both places, repeating tests. And that itself, I think, is a special thing that this use case managed to do. Yeah, we're almost out of time. Swami, Ben, yeah. I think we'll have to stop or?
Yeah, we can go for another minute or two, I guess. So
maybe just a minute. So I'll just say thanks, everyone. And also, I'm sure there are questions. I'll invite people. Our calls on OAF PCI use cases are on Fridays. We're going to skip. The team has worked very hard. We're going to skip the call this Friday. But the Friday after that, on August 2nd, I'll send the invite to this mailing list. I know there'll be the next thing is Frankfurt plans. So very briefly, there is in El Alto, we have already captured some Jira items which were deferred. Some more will be sent to Frankfurt, but the big deals in Frankfurt coming up, one will be, it's moving towards deployment readiness. What does it mean for this to be real? What are the other ONAP modules? Inventory, syncing up ConfigDB and ANI inventory, orchestrating through SO. And as a clamp work was deferred, both DCAE and policy PTLs basically said, you know, we'll do the clamp work later. Then aligning all this with anything that comes from ORAN and 3GPP, everything works with a real NetConf simulator. It's a fully functional NetConf server, but we would love to test this with a real GNODB that supports the NetConf interface. And we want this more ideas we have in mind as to how policy will play a bigger role coordinating control loops. ConfigDB and the configuration database, that's a huge topic in itself. And I think Joanne is setting up a separate task itself. And then in the SON functionality itself, we can do enhancements, whether it's PCI, ANR, or something else. One big topic is how machine learning-based solutions incorporate into this. So that's the general trend for Frankfurt.
And is Frankfurt going to be released?
Well, before we move on, I also wanted to thank Hannes with High Street. You know, whether we call it OWL or OPower, it's not a new lab. And Hannes, you have been tireless in supporting it. Thanks again. And clearing away any obstacles.
Yeah, Hanif and Martin, and absolutely. Couldn't have said it better, Tracy. Thanks. Somebody asked about the Frankfurt timeline. What was the question again?
Timeline for Frankfurt. Do we know that? So in we're hitting M1 in El Alto now. It'll end in September 5. Timeline for Frankfurt is M0 is September 5. So in these weekly use case realization calls and Vimal's 5G calls, we're now analyzing use cases in preparation for M0. So Frankfurt will be the standard 20 and a half week cycle starting September 5.
So basically all requirements would be fully documented by September 5th or September 2nd is what we are shooting for. Second is, I think, holiday, so September 5th.
Right. Okay. Luckily, there's no other ONAP Bridge 4 call going on after this, so we can go over by a few minutes. But just wanted to say just... thank you for this amazing demo. It will be recorded, so if people who didn't get a chance to attend, you can point them to this link, and I'll put it in the chat here. for today's call and the slides, or at least I think this is the latest slides, this version 1.7, I think it is. I uploaded here. So. I hope you found everybody found this useful, and thank you so much for this again, this amazing demo. It's obvious that a lot of hard work went into this, and I've been on the calls, some of the off PCI calls as well. So next week we'll continue our discussions on the various use cases. There are a couple of things that are underway as well, trying to define more carefully what a POC is in the TSC, And also the TSC wanted us to, all the use case teams, to take a look at test automation. So one of the things I've been doing is I put a new column into the use case analysis for test automation in R6. They're also looking at it in R4. Okay, any final thoughts before we close? Anything?
Does anybody have any questions? Actually, Dilip, are you still on the call? I just wanted, Dilip from Jio has been part of this. Dilip, do you have any comments? You're seeing all of the things that started off coming together, and we talk a lot about SON and disaggregation and ONAP. And,
hey, Shankar, this amazing that we're contributing across continents and working together. But it's all exciting. And now that the framework is in place, we can actually develop cool optimization solutions and things like that and go deeper. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is just I think we often keep talking about, okay, what comes next? What can we do better? What is relevant to an operator? So Dilip is from
Shankar, in India. ONAP is very centralized. We need to move distributed at some point.
There's a whole edge automation committee. They'll come all in due course. Actually, ORAN will also, in some sense, we are also waiting to see how we ONAP and ORAN will interface. And there would be distributed aspects of ORAN and distributed aspects of ONAP. So we're taking it one step at a time. Yeah.
Cool.
Another comment to add on regarding NetConf and Yang and the Open Daylight controllers used for SDNR. None of that is topology dependent. It's absolutely flexible for all edge, you name it, whatever use cases, whatever topology you desire.
Yep. Thank you. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Ben.
Great. Thanks. And also, we do have what Shankar mentioned earlier about the data persistency, one of the main initiatives coming in R6 as a platform topic that we discuss is this ConfigDB and long-term configuration management, tracking and storing of runtime data. There's also a new use case in the 5G use cases for CM as well, related to this as well. So just so people are aware, there's other long-term impacts that resulted as a result of this work as well. So, okay, great. Thank you everybody for joining then, and I hope you found this useful. Thanks a lot.